Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to this week's episode of National Treasures. I'm Laura Lex.
And I'm Will Duggan.
National Treasures sees us take you on a day out, except there's a brilliant part, which is that you don't actually have to leave your home. It's sort of like an audio tour.
Apart from audio tours are a thing that exist and are normally very, very good, whereas this is two idiots blundering around, getting distracted every 5 minutes.
Yes, well, it's free. What did you expect?
Yes, this week we are heading to Manchester's Whitworth Art Gallery.
Yeah, a place where Will, a young Will, used to woo the ladies. So, listener, discretion is advised. By the end of this, you might find yourself a-diggin' the Duggan.
Oh, bloody hell. Not again. Whoops, the fans. Laura, stop. I'll have to do that sexy calendar people keep demanding in my DMs.
Oh, you are full in the DMs. I think a lot of people would enjoy a sexy calendar, if you will, Duggan. Because after all, if Whitworth Gallery taught me anything, it's that art is subjective.
Yes, Laura, and that does us a lot of favours. Because in this episode, we can't get anything wrong. We can just interpret it differently to you.
Art. Ah, so let's go back. We're going to go back all the way to January, 6 months and one pandemic ago, and enjoy the Whitworth Art Gallery. Hello and welcome to the National Treasures Podcast.
It's the podcast that your nan would listen to if she knew what a podcast was.
I'm here with Will Duggan, a man that will forget his cue, even if I've literally just given it to him.
All right, I knew my cue, Laura, but I was looking at... I think I put too much milk in my tea. That's what's happened there. And it took me over immediately. So, hello.
Hello. So, we're in Manchester today. Will, you're not from Manchester. You are northern, but you're not...
I'm not northern. I'm not getting annoyed. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, and I shan't play along. I went to university...
I wish you could see this, but the top of his head is the first bit to go red, and it's so adorable.
It spreads down, doesn't it?
Yeah. So you're not northern. You're from Kettering.
I'm from Kettering, Midlands.
Yes.
I went to university in Manchester.
Yeah.
And I lived here for about 10 years after I graduated.
Did you?
Yeah.
We're going to an art gallery. Tell us where we're going.
So we're going to the Whitworth Art Gallery.
Yeah.
Which is just by Whitworth Park and the Manchester Royal Infirmary. It's sort of halfway between the city centre and where all the students live, down in Fallowfield.
I think, did I just walk through the university? I've come here from Deansgate.
Yeah, you're looking for the university.
Because I think January exams are going on. There were lots of people huddled everywhere.
I wasn't a good student. I rang one of my old professors when we were coming to Manchester trying to get some backstage access to all the cool things. He could not have remembered me less. Hi, Professor Thomas, it's Will Duggan, you as a student. Okay. We're sort of halfway between. You've come from Deansgate, because you're up gigging this weekend.
Yeah.
How was your hotel?
Yeah, it's all right. It's probably the hotel I've stayed in the most during comedy, because the comedy store where I'm at this weekend is like a three-night run, and you know not many clubs have the three-night run still to
offer.
So
you were there last night, were you, as well?
Yeah.
I drove up last night from Manchester. I arrived at 2:30 to stay at my friend Tommy and Sarah. Shout out to them.
Hey, Tommy and Sarah.
I got a key to their house, so I'm a great guy. And I arrived at 2:30 in the morning. They'd gone to bed and left the key in the other side of the door. So I slept for an hour and a half in my car before finally routing them. So I'm not in the best of moods, Laura.
But you are sort of like, you're such a weird combination of being in a great mood that manifests itself as a bad mood all the time.
I'm just always really happy, yeah. But happy to punch someone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair enough.
It's like fury and happiness all together. So you're taking me to an art gallery.
Yes.
Why are we going... Why?
So, we're with Art Gallery is where I would take every first date I went on between the ages of 18 and 21 when I was at university, because it was free.
Yeah.
And I wanted to look like I was sophisticated. Though it never worked.
Did it never work?
Never worked, because people... And I don't want to tar everyone with the same brush, but I can't think of a single 18-year-old who wants to go and look at some old paintings
except
on a date.
Except you.
Except me. But I could do it by myself, and often did.
But now you're in a relationship. Have you taken current girlfriend to an art gallery?
No.
Well, that must be why
it's working out, yeah.
I feel apprehensive about going, because I've tried not to do too much research, because I didn't want to know... I know what I'm like, and I get very cynical very quickly if I think I'm not going to like something. So I've looked at some TripAdvisor reviews for this place, and I'm worried it's going to be a little bit too modern art for my tastes.
What's your problem in modern art?
So, not all modern art. I like some of it. I'm not sure about art that is for thinking's sake. I don't mind if a piece is thought-provoking, but I also think anything you're going to hang on your wall needs to look nice on your wall.
What do you mean by thought-provoking?
You know, like, is it the blue square one that is just a blue square?
Model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like a blue square.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, I could do that, and the idea is, but you didn't.
You didn't.
Cool. And I get that as a theory.
Okay.
But I wish that was an essay rather than a thing.
So how do you feel about, like, Picasso?
Yeah, I like it because it's interesting and it's different and there's stuff to look at.
I like
at.
It. I think it's good. There you go, Pablo. You're fine. Laura likes it.
Like, you know, like Guernica. It's a bit brown, isn't it? It's a bit sad.
It's a bit brown. It's a bit sad.
but I can see merit in what's happened. I wouldn't hang it up and I wouldn't buy it.
You...
Because it's not very nice. It's not very nice to look at.
If I had the money to buy Guernica...
No, there's so many things I'd rather buy than Guernica.
Right, let's look at these TripAdvisor
reviews.
Right, okay.
So there's some online reviews. They're sort of half Google, half TripAdvisor. A lot of these strike me as people with irritating children not understanding that art is not for their brats.
Not for their brats.
Yes. Have I said that? I've said that now. It's out
there. It's out there. We can edit it. We're not going to, but we could.
This is the 2 stars. There are activity resources available, but on the whole, not somewhere to take small children.
Right.
There was some very inappropriate / explicit modern art. Nakedness, I assume.
Tits.
Just show your kids some tits. They're going to get them. Apparently, there was a small warning sign, but we couldn't find it. I love that these people spent time looking for the warning sign instead of looking at the art. I love it. The old modern art would only be fun if the children could actually get their hands on it.
Absolutely.
They weren't even allowed to touch the sign.
That's ridiculous.
Some interesting other exhibits, but very limited interest for smaller minds.
Do you know what? I'm on their side. When I was in Rome about 4 years ago, I wanked off the Statue of David.
I just love their knowingness there, that they couldn't like it because it was of limited interest for smaller minds. And I like to imagine that that's them admitting that they're very small
minded. But we're stupid, John. Why would we go here?
4 stars. The galleries are textiles, print installations, etc. I prefer my art a bit more illustrative, but that's me. Lovely. This person's got...
Fine.
Yep.
She's aware of subjectivity.
Yep. The park is a massive bonus and the cafe is very fine.
The park is lovely. We're going to chat about the park when we go in.
Here's one of my... Combined it with an appointment at the eye hospital over the road.
The
winner.
The Royal Eye Hospital.
But imagine that, getting half around the gallery and thinking, I can't see these very well.
Or we could have gone first to the eye hospital. Get in, cataracts out, some sunflowers. Right.
So I'm worried I can't touch anything, but I'm excited to go.
Let's go and have a lovely time in the art gallery.
Okay, we've crossed the road from the Starbucks and we're now in the What's like an outside foyer? Like a
forecourt?
Forecourt. Forecourt's a great word.
Yes.
The forecourt of the Whitworth
Art Gallery.
Art Gallery. It's very pretty.
So, yeah, it's classic red brick that I don't know if it's just me, but I always associate red brick with the northwest.
I really heavily associate it with Manchester, because when I think of Liverpool, I think of the like more sandstone, like blocky big bricks. But that is a deep red even for Manchester.
It is. It's deep red. It's Jacobean style.
I'd call it cherry cotta.
Cherry cotta. Do you know what? You can call it that. I will never call it that.
Say, that's where... Okay. Outside, I can see there's a...
So... 1889 was when it was commissioned by Sir Robert Derbyshire.
Oh, who was Sir Robert Derbyshire?
Just a lad. Manchester guy. But it was done with a... It's called the Whitworth Art Gallery, not the Derbyshire Art Gallery, because of Sir Joseph Whitworth, mentioned him in the introduction. Manchester, but he paid for it, basically. So it's Jacobean style, built over 6 years. This is the oldest bit.
Who was Derbyshire then?
I think it was his idea. He was in charge of it.
But he was a poor man.
What did he do? He was a knight.
So he was not a poor man.
No.
But this guy was like a billionaire.
Yeah, well, so this is the Whitworth Art Gallery. That massive grid, that is Whitworth Park.
Right.
See, these halls all behind us here. So at Manchester, you know, this is Whitworth Halls.
Oh, this guy's
I think he was one of those. Because Manchester industrialists, I'm not saying they were good guys, they're Victorians, but they were like, you know, the Free Trade Hall in Manchester is the only building, where the Sex Pistols played their first ever gig in the UK. It's the only public building to do with a social movement. It's all, you know, the Cadbury brothers, they would pay their people, not a living wage, but by Victorian standards, were great guys.
I think, you know, in Edinburgh, I think John McEwan was a bit like that. You know McEwan's Brown Ale?
Yeah, and McEwan Hall.
Yeah, he built that. And I think he built that because they had no public meeting place.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. So it's like I'm not saying he was a hero.
No, I think if they hadn't stuck their names on it, you'd be like, well done, lad. But because it's like, welcome to all these places named after me, that's where you start going, oh, really?
I mean, I can't wait for the Duggan Hospital wing.
Duggan's a good name to put on it.
After I'm patient zero. So, anyway, we're outside. This is the old bit of the gallery. Bit of fun. I was doing some research about the place. There was a theft in 2003 that really makes me laugh. Somebody stole a Van Gogh, a Gauguin, and a Picasso, and they were later found just rolled up in a public toilet, which I think is the most mank crime ever. Like, not for money, just a bit of a fucking laugh, isn't it? Like, it's robbed these.
Do you reckon they left them there and were planning to collect them later? Like, that was part of a heist?
I don't know. I want to think it's just scallywags being naughty, just going in.
Right, we're going through the big double doors. It's a heavy door. It makes me feel good about the quality.
The quality of the art. All right, so going in.
OK, so straight ahead, gift shop to the left. More gift shop to the right, and then straight ahead there's lots of textiles on the wall.
Yeah, well, because Manchester's big in textile, isn't it? The cotton mills in Manchester are massive. Textile, you don't know about Manchester's history. Cotton mills are massive in Manchester. There's a lot of places in Manchester named after Abraham Lincoln, because when he was doing the Civil War, the cotton with all the slaves were picking, stopped coming, and people were starving. And they were kicking off, where's our cotton? And when they found out why, they agreed to just stop production, because slavery was a worse thing than inconvenience. So he sent this lovely letter to the people of Manchester about, like, thank you, without you, if you'd wanted the cotton, political opinion would have swayed against me. So it's massive. Cotton textiles, very Manchester. So here we are.
So... yeah, all over the walls in this gallery, you kind of walk through the first bit. There were some boobs over to the right on a statue. We might check out what she's up to in a second. But then this whole room here, all over the walls are different prints, like very busy prints. I want to say William Morris, but they're not. They're that kind of like repeat print kind of a look.
Yeah, there's floral ones, patterned ones, picture ones. There's one here in front of us. Cole & Son, manufacturer, 1875.
So this is like an opera. The print is a design of dancers and jesters in front of big curtains and candelabras. It's a bit busy for the like size living room I've got.
Or indeed any living room.
You would have to have an art gallery to want this displayed. So this dates from
2019.
skating, 1870 to 1879. Print machine printed. I can't read. This is going to be the problem with this.
The opera one is 2019. Cabaret. The one next to it's skating here.
Oh, I
loads
see.
Loads of guys on like an old ice rink.
Why are you showing us wallpaper from last year? We could go to Dunelm for that. Ooh, what's this? Here we've got like a weird goose. I don't know, some kind of.
Like a gamecock or something, isn't
so
it?
There's a gamecock in the first one hanging about with its five babies. One of the babies is drinking from a lake.
One's fallen over.
Yeah, they're having a real tiny bird time. And then the next panel, a dog with some horribly bloodshot eyes has come out of nowhere and eaten the main bird.
And it is graphic.
It's really graphic.
There is a small amount of dog's tooth available in the upper jaw.
Oh.
Only half of it, because the rest of it is literally embedded in the flesh of the bird. Babies, nowhere to be seen.
No. We can only assume that the babies have run for cover and they will be fine.
I assume they're dead.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's basically the room here. It's massive. There are many more. We'll take some photos and put them on the Twitter. What do you reckon, Laura?
I like it so far. I wasn't expecting wallpaper.
All right, if you had to pick one of these in your house, what are you going
for? Okay, if I had to pick one of these in my house, it would be the skating one, so I'll take a picture of that and stick it on the
Great.
Social medias. Will, which would you go for?
I really like the angry dog.
Oh, no.
I just think it would be a talking point in my house. what art have you got, Will? Lovely gamecock, and next to it, dead. So we'll take a photo of that one as well and pop it up. We've left the textiles behind now and are in the exhibition de la mode at the Whitworth, which is a Paul Cézanne exhibition.
Is this first name Paul?
Yeah.
That feels Paul. Quite... Oh, yeah.
Paul Cézanne.
It feels disappointing just to be called Paul.
It's like Thierry Henry. Terry Henry.
Yeah, but that's a footballer's name. That's
okay.
That's right, Terry.
Ooh,
that's
Van Gogh's name was Vince.
Vinny.
Vino. Right, Cézanne. Right. Do you know anything about Cézanne, Laura?
No.
Okay, I'm going to...
French?
Yeah. Yes, he was French. I do know something about Cézanne, but I'm going to be completely honest, not because I know them about Cézanne, because I knew you were looking at this, so I have done some Googling.
So, right, this first one, this is called The Bathers.
It's a large plate.
It's a lithograph.
Though to me, it looks more like a bloody painting.
Oh, you couldn't eat your beans off that. Or they'd probably make you chai in some wanky restaurants. Okay, so what we're looking at here, we've got, it's a big rectangular picture. It looks to me like a... pencil drawing with paint on it? Is that paint?
Yeah, sure.
It looks a bit watercolour-y.
It's not felt tips.
it's not oil paint. It looks... I don't know. Anyway, so... But there's lots of, like, sketchy... I recognise, like, a 4B pencil kind
yeah,
of colouration.
Yeah.
He's got his...
He's been down Ryman's. He's got the arts beginner set.
And then... So what have we got here? We've got four
men...
naked, and one pulling his shorts back up?
Or down.
The men are sort of loosely defined.
So this is a thing about Cézanne, that he is kind of the bridge between Impressionism and Cubism.
So Impressionism is like...
Sort of Monet, like, you know...
Yeah.
So it's...
You can tell what it is, but you haven't tried to replicate it properly.
I think, like, it looks like water lilies... from 10 feet away, then when you get close, it's just dots.
Yeah.
Whereas, say, the horse you were talking about earlier, you get up dead close, you can see flecks where the hair's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So you can see, like, the mountains there and the trees in the background.
Yeah.
That's not really a tree, but it looks like a tree.
Okay, what does a lithograph, third state of three, what does that mean?
I think there will be three lithographs in this collection. This is the third of them.
What's that? Okay.
So
maybe
it's paying the entry to the pool, the changing rooms, bathing.
This is, okay, all right.
Perhaps.
So, hang on a minute. So this one next door, the first state of three.
Oh.
So it's just the same picture but it hasn't been coloured in yet.
Well, that's interesting because it's exactly the same. Exactly the same. Like, even down to the shadow on the guy with no hair's head. So did he just draw the exact same thing three times? Like, if it were me, you'd think he'd draw that and go, smashed it, colour it in now.
I did read on that big sign on the wall that he was a master of self-improvement and that he was all about improving on himself. So I guess maybe he's trying to, like, try it out in different ways and work out which one he likes best, maybe?
Fair enough.
If you know why he's done it three times, let us know.
Guy at the front has got a big loop in the middle of his head on the first date. And the third. It's a bloody... He's photocopying this. Is it dog shit?
Okay, but this is a different picture.
Yes, but there's a first plate and a second plate as well.
This is brother... The bathers. I really can't read. The brothers... This is the bathers, but it's much smaller, and we've now got six bathers.
Yeah.
One of them with real bad bald patch on the back of his head.
Oh, listen.
That's sad for him.
Whoa. There's nothing wrong with being bald, Laura.
No, I didn't say that, but that's sad for him that all the others have a full head of hair and he's lost his early.
Fair enough.
I'd be dead sad to lose my hair.
19 I was, mate, 19.
Yeah, I went grey really early. I don't like that one as much. There's too many bodies clumped together in that one.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Far be it for me to have a go at the old masters. He can't do hands, can he?
Well, actually, this is the thing I know about art, is that, you know, in, like, portraits that people would have up in their big houses, the hands were often hidden because hands are really difficult to do. And so if your hands... If you had a big portrait and the hands were, like, prominently displayed and really good, it was a sign of wealth that you could afford a painter that could paint hands that well. And, like, they're often hidden or they're often really clumsy, and that was the quality check.
That is fascinating. Well done, Laura.
Thanks, Will. And I actually knew that from history.
Just life.
So now we've come to... I mean, this one's really tiny, but it's in such an overkill frame.
I think that the most overlooked people in art are the frames. The frame is so much nicer than the painting. Look, you can see the grid he's drawn, dog shit. So,
but I think that that's what this exhibit is about. This isn't finished stuff. This is him developing as an artist. This is like, you know when you get those books as a kid that help you learn to draw and they're like, do two circles and join them together and it's a dog now?
Well, that's the Cézanne thing that I knew from before the thing, the research. He viewed everything as a shape. So a tree wasn't a tree, it was a cylinder with a circle on top. The human body is a triangle and two squares.
Mine isn't. Mine is a lump with some other lumps.
I'm not here to discuss your body, Laura. It's 2020.
He's really into bathing in this. Oh.
Now, before you... Have you read that?
No.
Describe what you think this picture is. Give me a title of this picture.
So we've come to a picture here, and I would say it looks like... I mean, you can tell that there's some artistic ability to it. It's very simple pencil lines.
What's that?
That is a naked woman.
What's that?
That is maybe a kid or a dog. Right. The fact that it's playing with a crude train makes me think it's a child, but it could be like a dog rug, or, you know, when somebody's got a sheepskin rug.
I know it's a child because of the name of the painting, but that to me is like a dead dog.
It does. It looks like it has a tail, but I guess that's its leg.
I don't think he's ever seen a person.
No, but this is intentionally rubbish, isn't it? Rubbish, cubism or whatever it's called.
It's... Oh, hang on. This isn't even Cezanne. This is bloody Picasso.
Yes, it's Picasso up there. He's trying to be weird.
Oh, now
isn't
you
he?
Can read.
I can read signatures, I can't read dates. Because, like, that bum is at the wrong angle to that vagina. Okay, so it's two women, and they are both very naked, and one's hunched over.
Yeah.
And one's lying back, but like there's no hands on either of them. So the hunched over one has these enormous shoulders that come up really voluptuously over her head.
And a tiny head.
And then the one lying down has the arms mush into each other.
Like a crisscross hatch instead of fingers.
Yeah, like the whole arms have gone into one of those Chinese finger traps.
That's kind of like the point of Picasso. We know from looking at those five bad lines that her fingers are interlinked.
Yes.
I mean, I couldn't do it.
She's also plugged into the mains, I think.
Yeah.
I don't care for this.
Where does this come in on your art opinion? Would you hang it?
I might have it in the hall.
I hate it.
Yeah? The baby is the worst part of it.
Yeah, ain't...
If the baby wasn't there, I'd like it a bit more.
It looks like a salamander.
I'm going to get a picture of this one. The baby is the worst part.
There's one more massive picture in the court. So essentially, the room is maybe 30, 35 pictures of Cézanne stuff and people to do with Cézanne. But the one in the corner there, the big painting, has caught my eye since we came in.
I'll
go and see that. There's some nice music playing.
Yeah, that's making me want to go in there and find out what the music is.
We'll go in there shortly.
Might be too annoying to record in there.
Yeah, we'll nip in there and come back and talk about it.
Ooh, okay.
Right, so this is...
Oh, God, it's still freaking babies.
No, but this is for Michael Landy, born 1963.
Still alive.
Not dead.
Hey.
Great work, Mike. It's untitled, but it's like an homage to the large bathers that we discussed previously.
It's all in black and white, and here what you've got is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 human figures. There is nothing else in the
11.
Picture. Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, there's more on the end. 11 people. There's no background to this, so it is just the human figures and a few bits and pieces that they're sort of holding or sitting near in the foreground. And it's very black and white and very strong outlines to it. It makes it look very stark against the background.
The heads sort of look like a mix between like Roman helmets and the Easter Island heads.
Yeah. Creepy faces.
I really like this one.
Why?
Because it's... It, like you said about the Picasso one, where there's bits you want to keep looking at.
Yeah.
I want to keep looking at different parts of this. And even... So... I was annoyed at the bad anatomy in the Picasso one, the bum cheeks. This woman's boobs, that's not how anyone's boobs look. But I like them. This woman's back is weird, like she's ripped, but I like it. These faces are terrifying, but I can't look away. I just really, and I want to know what this guy's up to. So the 11th person that Laura originally missed is from the, is either an Oscar statue or stood in the distance. Why is he not there? I like it. I'm a big fan of this one.
My favourite thing about it is the starkness. It's the black against the really blank, and it's not on white paper, it's cream.
Yeah,
it's a
cream
canvas. The starkness of this heavy black and thick strokes of black and grey against the cream, that's my favourite thing about it. I also love, over here, you can see splashes.
Of the paint?
Yeah, that's really fun.
Yeah, big fan of that one.
We've just seen immersive art. Would you call that?
I don't know.
So it was by an artist called Albert Walker, and it was in a big room with four or five screens playing film.
Yeah.
One of which was sort of looked like DNA helixes. There was mood lighting, and there was a film about ties.
Yeah, so it was like an electronic voice telling you about what ties used to represent and then how ties have changed in the last, we'll say, 30 years since the 90s, have gone from being like symbols of quite phallic kind of thing and then like what different patterns on ties mean.
Yeah, so like it used to mean you went to a certain school or in a certain regiment of the military or whatever.
Yeah.
And now you could just buy a tie to ape that kind of...
Yeah. But I don't know how I feel about that. That's the sort of thing that makes me... Like, you could tell from the way we sort of walked in and sort of stood there going, I don't know. And then everybody else that came in after us just clustered around the doorway because nobody really knew how long are you supposed to stand and look at that for.
Yeah. This is, you know, you said earlier about don't show me how... Give me an essay on...
Yeah.
I was fascinated by that thing about ties and fashion moving on. But I could have done without it being in a dark room with a...
But maybe some people, because some people would really learn really well that way, and maybe that'll stick with me. I know that I'm really bad at taking in auditory information. It won't stay in my head.
Sure.
And also, I found another thing I found with that is, like, because some of the words that the automaton voice was saying were written down and some weren't, my brain was taken up with thinking about which words weren't written down.
Also, there was a spelling mistake on the word designs that infuriated me. Spell check it, guys.
Albert Walker. Or was that important?
Is anything important?
Are you going to need a cigarette?
I do need a cigarette, yeah. Right.
Is anything important?
We've just entered the final gallery in the Whitworth, and it is about tapestry.
Yeah, from the door you can see the one that's really catching my eye is a big tartan stag with a man's face. Can we just go straight to that one,
absolutely,
please?
I mean, we'll come back in a bit for everyone else. Well, that's nice. On the other side of the wall, there's all the different types of weaving knots people use. Right.
So this tapestry says, the upper class at bay or an endangered species brought down. And then what you've got is a massive tartan stag with a man's head. And it's being brought down by these like red mangy wolf dog things.
Yeah.
Then behind it, there's a sort of camp of
tent villages that you get.
Yeah. And it says, pay up Tim, rich is bad, tax is good. And then there's a big manor house.
Quite gothic looking.
Yeah.
Imposing.
It feels like this is meant to be Scotland from the tartan on the deer, maybe.
Also, I do think that the deer's face is Alistair Campbell.
Oh, do you think so?
I mean, no, I don't think it is Alistair Campbell, but right, that's Alistair Campbell to me.
Okay, and then there's a man climbing on a fence saying, no war but class war.
And the sun is setting.
The sun is starting to set, yeah. And the sky is really beautiful. It almost looks like comic book illustration, doesn't it? Done in tapestry.
There's another couple who look like hipsters to me.
Oh, do you think so? Yeah, maybe, but like rich hipsters.
Rich hipsters. And they've got a dog with them that looks almost identical to the mangy wolves, but grey.
Yeah, the mangy wolves are in bright red. And then they're standing under what looks like a dead tree with lots of pumpkins growing out of
it. Yeah, sort of like a mix between pumpkin, Chinese lantern, autumnal leaves.
Yeah.
What do you think this is saying?
I mean, it's not subtle, is it? I think it's saying, hunt the rich.
Eat the rich.
It's horrible.
I will say, this is my own bias coming through. I don't think the kind of person who's got the time and ability and resources to make this tapestry grew up on a council estate.
I just wonder, yeah.
Let's have a look over here. Oh, it's Grayson Perry.
Did he grow up on a council estate?
I mean, he's I don't know, but he is very much a voice for good in the world.
Yeah, sure. I just don't know whose mind this is changing. So they're moving on to the other walls. Now, this big one here, I recognise this. This is really familiar to me. So we're looking at a giant blue, mainly blue-coloured one, with a woman in white stood right in the middle of it. And at the top it says, I am the handmaid of the earth. I
broider
fair her glorious gown and dirk deck her... Oh, don't do that. On her days of mirth with many a garland of renown. I recognise
And on the bottom it says, and while race little owls are fam...
I think that's earth.
What? Oh, yeah. While earth little ones are fam... I don't know. What is it?
It's William Morris. Yeah, I thought I recognised this one. So, fun fact, I've married into the Morris family.
Really?
Yeah, my husband's great-great-great-uncle and grandpa or something was William Morris.
William Morris is from the area where I live.
Kettering?
Walthamstow,
I live. Oh, you're from Kettering. I'm obsessed with Kettering. I really like this. This is beautiful.
Yeah, it's very nice.
It's got, so it's all sort of like curling vines and blue swirls.
It's very William Morris-esque, isn't it?
Yes, and I like William Morris. I have a William Morris wash bag.
These tapestries are nice, I like them.
Yeah, I like this room. This is all stuff, I particularly like this one in the corner here.
So oh, the little one?
It's like a small rug-shaped one, and then it's very navy blue. It looks a little bit like more Eastern in design. Oh, yeah, made
in
China.
Well, it's China. It's China.
Hey!
It's amazing. It's 19th century, so we're talking 200 to 300... I mean, could it be any louder? 200 to 300 years old.
It's peacocks, I think.
No, it's not a peacock.
Is it not? That tail
wing,
not shape?
That's the wing. Look, you can see.
Oh, I see, yeah. Beautiful. I really
also,
like that one.
Aren't peacocks from India?
Yeah, but they've got everywhere now, haven't they? They're real...
Journeyman.
Peacocks get right in every nook and cranny. You try finding a place where there isn't a peacock.
Right, that's tapestry.
I think that's it for galleries for us.
So we had... Well, let's go for a coffee.
We'll go for a coffee. We need to check out... I've heard TripAdvisor stuff that the coffee's dreadful, so we should check that out.
I was going to get a sandwich so we can truthfully... I mean, there's no point reviewing it if you don't review it properly. And I've not eaten... So I need to.
I had loads of hash browns.
How many loads?
Three.
That's... Behave.
Right. With brie on them.
Right, I'll have to stop recording that bit there. With brie on them?
Yeah. You know, like a hotel breakfast, it's like a collection of, like, stuff that 100%. Fits in clumps, but if you mismatch, it can be brilliant.
Yep.
Get some brie from the cold bit, put it on a hash brown, little bit of bean sauce...
Big
Absolutely
fan of,
delicious.
Big fan of bean sauce on a hash brown.
Yeah.
The cafe that I sometimes go for my breakfast to, I have an all-day breakfast, which is sausage, bacon, beans, hash brown, extra sausage, extra halloumi.
Oh.
Anyway, let's go for a coffee.
So we're now in the cafe, because we thought after those TripAdvisor reviews we ought to check this out. I really like the design of the cafe, so it's like one long runway with all glass walls down all the sides of it.
This is part of that massive 15 million.
Of course they're going to include the cafe in that. So it's very light, and you're just looking out onto Whitworth Park.
On the corner of Rusholme.
Yeah.
Interestingly, Laura, for fans of Will Duggan's career... Right ahead of you, on the corner, is a bar. I don't know the name of it because it's changed. I did my first ever gig in there.
First ever gig in there?
It was called Saki Bar at the time.
Ooh, no wonder it changed the name.
S-A-K-I, like the...
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Not Japanese, though.
No, but isn't that S-A-K-E?
Well, I don't know.
Saki.
I don't know, but it was called... But it was written in, like, a Far Eastern font with Japanese characters around the sign. Like, jerk chicken was the food they sold. Right, so I've been here to the Whitworth Gallery many times. You haven't been here before. I think it's fair to say you were trepidatious.
Yeah.
How has it been for you?
Well, I'm sort of judging it on two criteria. I'm judging it on me right now. How did I feel about it? Mm-hmm. I'm also judging it on I'm 18 and Will's brought me here on a date.
Okay.
How do I feel about it?
Bear in mind, when I was 18, I had a lot more muscle definition and lovely hair.
Well, that does change the art gallery significantly. You have lovely hair now. It's just on your face instead of your head.
Yes, it's literally none on my head.
No.
But
anyway. That's a choice you've made, and I'm proud of you for it.
Thanks,
anyway, so it was all right. I think I quite liked this. I think the tapestries was my favourite bit.
Mine too, definitely.
I really liked the tapestries. The videos was my least favourite bit because I just don't know what to do with that information. Yeah. I don't know how to process it. I don't know what I'm supposed to think.
Uh-huh.
I might Google ties later and read some articles on the cultural significance of ties.
Fair.
That's what I'll take away from that. The Cezanne stuff, that was really fun while I was looking at it. I feel absolutely no urge to do anything else with Cezanne now.
No emotional connection to them.
No, not strong. Won't flick through images of it. Won't think about those again, I don't think.
Fine.
The wallpaper. Now, I like that you told me some stuff about Manchester
I think if you were to go to the Musée d'Orsay in Paris or the Tate Britain or the Tate Liverpool and there was that wallpaper, it would be a weird choice. But given that it is so specific to the place that we're in, that's lovely. Because I think this is so wanky, but like the homogenisation of everything, areas are losing their identity for thing. And Manchester, historically, is so intricately linked with that part of history and time and design and art. It's lovely that it's being.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I like that.
So here's the real question. If I'm going to try and woo you 15 years ago.
Yeah. Are you taking me out for dinner?
Yes. The plan of the date would be we'd meet here, say, 3 o'clock. We'd wander around. We would be students at the time. We're in the heart of the student bar. We'd go for a few drinks. And then I'd take you to... Where are we eating? Well. What kind of food do you want?
Anything but Nando's.
Fine, we'll go to Nando's.
Right, no, date's over.
I think it's a nice date, Blake. It's not just let's get pissed and try and get fingered in a park.
No.
There's a park here, though.
In case there's any significantly erotic movie statues. Yeah, overall, I'm going to say one thumb up.
Out of two.
Yes.
Well, that was Whitworth Art Gallery. Did you leave with a greater appreciation for art, Laura?
I left with a lot of facts about ties.
Me too. Now, as I mentioned in the intro, it's actually impossible for us to get anything wrong in this episode because, as Laura quite rightly pointed out, art is subjective. So, in accordance to that, it is now time for our slightly amended regular feature...
Yes, that's obviously what we misinterpreted.
Nice one. Well, only one, Laura. Only one, and it's to do with lithographs. In the Cezanne section, we guessed that they might be a series of drawings depicting a story, and that was totally wrong. It's actually a method of printing.
So you were kind of right then when you said that he was cheating by photocopying?
Yes, I was, actually. Thank you, Laura.
Yes. And now I'd like to do a little apology, please, to Grace and Perry. Yes, we're not sorry that we didn't like your tapestry. We're allowed to not like that, but we feel we may have judged the artist a little harshly and quickly. So we're really sorry, Mr. Perry.
Sure. And that is it for...
Yes, that's obviously what we misinterpreted.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. You've been absolutely lovely. Thanks very much, for everyone, to getting in touch, particularly this week, to Kim Terhost. Because guess what Kim Terhost did, Laura?
What did she do?
Sent us an email.
Letters for Will? What did it say in your postbag, William?
Will's postbag. It was a lovely little article from the RSPB about why robins are associated with winter. Very exciting to read. The fact that it's hydrangeas... that change colour according to acidity. And then they said they were worried about your attitude towards robins.
Yeah, I mean, listening back to that episode, there was a little bit of me thinking, why was that my first inclination? Well, thanks for your email, Kim. Lovely to hear from you. If you want to email Will's postbag, then just email nationaltreasurespodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to Instagram or tweet us, it's treasurespod. At treasurespod. That's us. So drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll be back next week with another episode of the National Treasures Podcast. Bye.
Bye. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.